Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You are now listening to the Calcio Corner Podcast with your host, Raffaele.
What's good? This is indeed the Calcio Corner Podcast, where we cover all corners of Italian football and more. My name is Raffaele. I thank you for taking the time to listen to this, the 26th episode of the Calcio Corner Podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and Audioboom. You can follow my personal Twitter account. It is at Italiano Calcio. You can also follow the Twitter account for this podcast. It is at The Calcio Corner. So we will start off the 26th episode of the podcast by talking about the Napoli appeal that got accepted. It overturned the ruling that Juventus were awarded the 3-0 victory over Napoli for that game that never happened. Due to Napoli not traveling because of COVID restrictions in their region. And Napoli's initial appeal had been rejected, but De Laurentiis and Napoli, they kept fighting as you would expect them to and have anticipated them to do so. And they finally got the ruling overturned. So that game will be replayed at a future time and date. When exactly, it's not been yet determined. Also, obviously, Napoli no longer were given that 1-point deduction, so they were awarded that point back, which puts them currently tied with points on points with Juventus with 24 each. Both teams 10 points off the lead for the Scudetto lead behind Milan. So obviously, this is a massive ruling, a massive overturn for both Napoli and Juventus. I've been saying it and preaching this on this podcast for some time now. And I know it sounds like I've kind of been a Juve hater because I've been so critical of the club. And I always said, though, that those 3 points that they were awarded for that game that did not happen were massive for Juve because at that time, Napoli were in such great form. They were clicking on all cylinders. That offense was playing unbelievable. They looked like perhaps the best team in Serie A because you still, still early on in the season. You weren't totally maybe sold on Milan. And at that time, I felt Napoli were the best side. And Juve were struggling at the time, which, they still are right now. They still have not really figured things out. So at that time, I thought this was a huge decision because I felt that Napoli were going to travel to Turin, had an unbelievable shot to take 1 point. I thought it was a lock that they would at least draw with Juve. And I felt that they would be favored in that game and really have a great chance to come away with all 3 points. So when Juve were awarded the 3 points, given their struggles and how they looked this season, those were huge 3 points I felt that would help Juve make that push, not only for the Scudetto, but just even to finish in the top four. I know I talked about that on a podcast a few episodes ago that, you can't be super convinced that Juve are going to finish top four, as crazy as that may sound to us, but currently they do sit outside the top four. They're 2 points out, 2 points behind Sassuolo, who currently occupy that fourth place. So those 3 points were critical for them, and to miss out on them now, at least potentially miss out on them. Of course, they still have a chance to actually earn them on the field when this game is replayed. But that's a massive loss of points for Juve, for Napoli. Even if they go and lose that game to Juve, which obviously they're hoping they don't, they at least get the 1 point back, which could help them a lot. And also just for De Laurentiis and his personal, feelings and whatnot, to know that he did the right thing with his club. He followed the protocols that he felt he needed to follow based on, what was given to him from that region that the club is based in. So for him to, get this overturned, he feels good. It's almost like a small victory over Juve, even though Juve weren't necessarily the bad person, if you will, in this settlement, in this argument, and in this appeal process. But, perhaps Juve could have just, agreed to postpone this game to a later date. But, I kind of thought it was a little slimy, grimy, if you will, of Juve to, force this game to be played, how they kind of took the field and everything. And knowing that Napoli obviously weren't showing up because they hadn't left Naples. So I think it was kind of, a personal victory for De Laurentiis to kind of almost stick it to Juve. But now if Napoli could go out and get the 3 points, I mean, it's almost like a 4-point swing for them, which would be so critical. Also, you know, even if they come away with just a 1 point, that's like a net of 2 points that they were going to miss out on if this appeal wasn't overturned. So, you know, big victory for Napoli off the field. Big loss for Juve in terms of those 3 points. And we'll see later on, you know, depending on what the result of this replay is, we'll be able to kind of figure out just how critical the 1 point Napoli got back. And depending on how those 3 points get split up when the game is played, it'll certainly be interesting when all the dust settles and the season finally concludes later on in 2021, what happens and how big these points were. How about the Scudetto race as we head towards the conclusion of the year 2020 and into 2021? Milan leading the Scudetto race by 1 point over their city rivals Inter. Milan sitting on 34 points, Inter on 33. The run that Inter have been on has been remarkable. Unbeaten over the last 10 games in Serie A, 7 consecutive victories. Certainly in Serie A, they've been a different animal than what we saw from them in the Champions League, kind of disappointingly crashing out of the Champions League, not being able to get a big victory over Shakhtar Donetsk on that final round of the group stage that they needed. So that was a disappointment that they crashed out. But as I said, once that happened, now, you know, Antonio Conte is able to get his team to fully focus on Serie A, focus on winning the Scudetto, and they're in a great position for as terrific as Milan have been on, this run of unbeaten games that they've been on dating back to last season in Serie A. It's been remarkable. They had that amazing late winner against Lazio, 3-2 midweek to close out the Serie A calendar year. And they've been terrific, and I think their amazing run is kind of overshadowed a bit what Inter have been doing, because they have also been on an unbelievable run, as I said, and it's shaping up to be an exciting Scudetto race, and we're slowly starting to get a little distance. What was super crowded, Milan and Inter are kind of starting to gain a little separation. Roma are 6 points behind Inter and 7 behind Milan, and they're the closest competitor to those two Milan-based clubs. So it's starting to look like it's pulling away between Milan and Inter. Obviously, plenty of games left to be played. It's only been 14 rounds so far, with Napoli and Juve being one behind because of the makeup game. So they're only on 13 games. So there's some points out, as I mentioned earlier, for those two teams to grab to close the gap a bit. But the point being, we are seeing Milan and Inter start to pull away. And of all the Serie A clubs, these two clubs have looked the most consistent. You know, Roma has had their up and down a little bit. They're starting to swing up again. Sassuolo has had their little swings, so they've dropped a few points here and there. Napoli are on a little bit of a bad skid. Not winless over the last 3 games in the league, including 2 losses. They just drew against Torino, which, again, drawn against the last place team Torino was not a good result to close out the calendar year for Napoli. Certainly left 2 points on the table there. And, you know, they were fortunate to get that 1 point anyways in that game on a late goal from Insigne. Juve, we know that they've been anything but the Juve we're accustomed to, so they've been up and down this season. Atalanta and Lazio have not been as convincing of a side as we saw last season and as consistent either. So it's really shaping up like we could be heading towards a Milan derby for the Scudetto, which is certainly exciting for all of Serie A in general. Obviously, if you're not a fan of Milan or Inter, if you're a fan of Roma, Napoli, Juve, Atalanta, Lazio, one of these clubs, you wish they were up there battling. But just in general for Serie A, it's nice to see the two big Milan clubs battling again and having a shot to win the Scudetto for the first time in well over a decade for each club. So it's certainly exciting to see what's happening there as those two teams are starting to pull apart from the rest of the competition in Serie A. Since it is Christmas and the holiday season, on my Patreon site, I wrote a piece that is free for everyone and anybody to read. You don't have to be a Patreon to read it. If you enjoy it and want more access to, you know, my future original written content, certainly consider becoming a Patreon, and the link is in my Twitter bio, so check that out. I wrote for several Serie A clubs what they were hoping for underneath the Christmas tree from Santa Claus, and I'll just touch upon a few of them that I wrote about, and again, you can read the full piece on my Patreon site for free. Again, link is in my Twitter bio. For Milan, they're hoping for a fast-forward button. They've, you know, waited a decade to win the Scudetto since the last time they won it. They're in first place right now, and as I touched upon a little earlier, it's a narrow 1 point lead over the rivals, Inter. So they would love for a fast forward button that would allow them to fast forward to the end of this season, keep the standings exactly how they are, and finally win that Scudetto for the first time in a decade. For Inter, they would be hoping for a button themselves, perhaps a replay button. For as great as they've looked in Serie A, and they have a legitimate shot at winning the Scudetto, and certainly that would be something that Inter fans would be happy with. Plenty of Inter fans are very disappointed with their crashing out of the Champions League. So they would be hoping for a replay button that would allow them to replay that match against Shakhtar Donetsk and finally perhaps get that victory to help them advance to the knockout round. For Roma, they've been chasing a new stadium in Rome for some time, just as their previous owner, James Pelota. Now it's something that the Friedkin Group will kind of try undertaking and getting done in Rome. So Roma would be hoping for a new stadium underneath the Christmas tree. Napoli would be looking to get a win in those 3 points in that game that will be made up against Juventus to kind of, you know, complete their appeal process, if you will. I mean, they won the appeal, as I mentioned, but to kind of complete the full process, if you will, and give them that full conviction, they would love for the 3 points against Juve. Speaking of Juve, what they're hoping for under the Christmas tree is the original version of Paulo Dybala, because the Paulo Dybala that we've seen so far in this 2020 season has not been that. It's been an imposter. So they're hoping that they could get the original Dybala back. And in Atalanta, they're looking for peace in Bergamo. They're hoping that Gasperini and Papu Gomez could reconcile their differences, keep Papu Gomez in Atalanta, in Bergamo with Atalanta, and not see him exit in January. One more I'll touch upon is Fiorentina. They're hoping for a book to help get them better. And I said that Santa would leave them a How to Play Calcio for Dummies book to help them kind of figure out how to play this game again and get them to be competitive once again. And I touched upon how perhaps Prandelli got a little early sneak peek and read of that book because they were able to beat Juve 3-0 to close out the 2020 calendar year. So again, if you want to read the full piece, it's up on my Patreon site. It's free for everyone to read. Link is in my Twitter bio. One other topic I quickly wanted to touch upon on this episode of the podcast is the news that Tuchel is going to be out at PSG as their coach right around the holiday season. Kind of a tough time to be fired. Mauricio Pochettino, the former Tottenham boss, is expected to be the man to replace him in Paris. And how that connects to Serie A is because Christian Eriksen, the outcast at Inter, obviously was a former player of Pochettino at Tottenham. And there's been rumors now swirling around the Italian media that if Pochettino is in fact announced as PSG's next coach, which all indications point to him being the case from reliable sources, they're going to perhaps make a run in January to reunite Pochettino and Christian Eriksen. And what's interesting is, you know, Leandro Paredes, former Roma player, former Roma midfielder who's currently at PSG, is a player that Antonio Conte highly desires and highly covets and would love to bring in at Inter. So perhaps there could be some sort of swap deal worked around Paredes and Christian Eriksen in January. And, you know, it wouldn't be a bad move for Inter. Clearly, Eriksen is on the outskirts of Conte's, you know, plans. He's not a player that Conte really wants, even though they just acquired him, you know, almost a year ago soon, you know, in January of 2020, as we're heading into January 2021. And with Inter, again, playing well, they're in this Scudetto race. If you got to play like Eriksen on your team, as talented as he is, that Conte doesn't really care to use, you know, what's the point? It's almost like a waste of a player when every player is super valuable at this point as they're trying to win the Scudetto over their rivals, Milan. So if they could ship out Eriksen to PSG, you know, wouldn't it be a bad move for PSG? Perhaps, you know, again, reuniting Pochettino and Eriksen. They had some success together at Tottenham. It would be fun to see, you know, Eriksen perhaps playing as a attacking midfielder behind the likes of Neymar and Mbappe and Di Maria and all the talent that they have there in Paris. And for, you know, for Inter, they bring in a player that Conte wants in Paredes. So, you know, he wants him, so you know he's going to utilize him. Inter's had their, you know, rotation of players in their midfield with injuries and suspensions and whatnot. So certainly adding a player like Paredes would provide some more depth to the team. Paredes is familiar with Italy, familiar with Serie A. As I mentioned, he, you know, has some experience playing with Roma, so that's a move to certainly pay attention to as we head into the January transfer market. And obviously with a lot of rumors and potential moves happening in Serie A and all around the world of football, I'll certainly commentate and give my opinions on those on future episodes of the podcast as we go through the month of January. So that will do it for the 26th episode of the Calcio Corner podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. Once again, please subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and Audioboom. Feel free to leave a rating and comment. That would be greatly appreciated to help us grow our content. Check out my Patreon site. Link is in my Twitter bio. Some great original written content up there. Thank you for all those that support my work and continue to support it and have supported it. And until next time, guys, ciao.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Calcio Corner podcast with your host, Raffaele. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Until next time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.